It's 4:30 PM on Thursday, 1st of May, and back home again from our holiday, our vacation up at Loch Loy Nairn on the North Aberdeenshire coast. Said that in my morning thoughts and plans that we were not having to come early, down early. We had planned to come down early, even before we went up. My wife's niece's son, I think he's about 8 or 9, can't remember now, maybe younger. He, along with his school pals, his school chums, are making their first confirmation in the Catholic Church this evening at the town of Whitburn, in the chapel there. And so we've come back to be able to get home, get the car emptied and get prepared, have a bite to eat, and time to head up there by about 6:30 at the latest. And to see him go through his first confirmation, it's always an important time in the Catholic Church, especially kids' first confirmation and their first communion. So, that's the reason we came home early. But I don't want to talk about that. Well, it's not I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to include it in my travelogue for my final day, or our final day up there at Loch Loy Nairn. We travelled home this morning, and it's not been a nice day. It's not very nice here either. We travelled through bands of rain and dry and bright and gloomy and rain all the way down. And because, as I said earlier this morning, we weren't coming down my favourite route, which is right over the mountain passes via the Licht and the Spittle of Glen Shee, and oh, that's one of the most beautiful drives. And there's a spot up there that I've got marked my map. It's a roughly covered spot, in other words. It's not precisely at one spot, but I know the glen, and we stopped there for a wee cup of tea because I've never failed to hear the ptarmigans way down in the glen. That's a wonderful sound to hear, not just on the telly, but to hear live, as it were. And I was actually hoping, to use my recording devices to capture the sound of the ptarmigan echoing up through the glen, or the ptarmigans, because there's usually quite a few down there. But unfortunately, it wasn't to be, but that takes quite a bit of time. And if you do get held up on those, mostly, I say single track, but you can get two cars passing, but they're very close. But it's a beautiful drive, but it takes time. And if you do get held up with anything, then we could have been, you know, racing a wee bit by the time we got home and got everything done here. So the object of the game this morning was to head back the route we went up, and we actually got home in just under 4 hours, which was pretty neat, and that was including a stop for tea. So, looking back on the holiday at Nairn, what can I say about it? I can say that it was what it was planned to be, what it usually is. A laid-back, long-lie-in-bed, lazy holiday, jumping in the car occasionally to go places, and other than that, doing virtually nothing. So that was the plans, and that's exactly how it all panned out. Hi there. So that was great. The weather, to be honest with you, the weather on two of the days was very good. And on one day in particular, was absolutely brilliant. That was the day that we did the North East Coast run, you know, out by Cullen and Penn and all those wonderful places out there, Port Soy, Macduff. You want good weather for that, and we got it. We got glorious weather, in fact, so that really made the holiday. Other than that, the weather wasn't particularly nice to us. The weather was so settled, in fact, that the Haar, that massive Haar coming in off the north, the east coast of the North Sea, was there every morning. Only the good days did the sun burn that off. But most of the days, to be honest, were grey. And today, or last night as it were, was the first time it actually rained for a length of time. It rained right through the night into morning, and then we caught some rain this morning before we left. So, weather-wise was not fantastic, but decent enough. And overall, what a very enjoyable and relaxing holiday. Do love it up there. And that's our first break of this year. It's been over 6 months since we had a wee break. And it's a long haul through that winter. So getting that, getting away back from it all for a number of days, even if it's shortened by one day, that's no matter. We've got another one coming up. Don't tell anyone. But we've got another one coming up in 2 weeks' time. Yes, 2 weeks tomorrow. We're away to Weems Bay down the Clyde coastline for a long weekend. Very short one, Friday to Monday. But it's still a wee break. So it was great. It was great. Relaxing, chilling out. Both of us ate like pigs. Absolutely ridiculous, the stuff we were eating through the week. Well, one particular picture floods my mind at the moment of the big, I think it was 2.5 litre tub of ice cream that we'd been dipping into through the week with a giant tin of mixed fruit for our desserts after dinner. Last evening, we had dinner again. Mary made a lovely dinner yesterday in the caravan. And then I said, well, we're going to have to do something that's ice cream, so probably the biggest bowl of ice cream and fruit that Mary's ate in many a year. And I had the same. It took us about a quarter of an hour to get through this plate. And it still had ice cream left, so I'm afraid that was abandoned this morning to the bin. It only melted on the way home. It done its job. But apart from that, and eating fruit scones galore and chocolates and sweeties. No beer though, there it. Not one lick of alcohol passed my... Oh no, I tell a lie. One little bit of alcohol did pass my lips when I had that wee, tiny, wee, minute free dram at Baxter's in Fockabers in the whisky shop. But really, it was only a tiny drop. You know, a mouse wouldn't have got drunk on that. But other than that, no beer, nothing like that. So, there you go. And the holiday is done, it's passed now. It's all behind us, the car's all tidied up again. Stuff's all put by. I'm going home now to get my dinner. I've been up the street to catch up with some things. Do a wee bit of business before the bank shuts. And get prepared. Home, get a dinner, and then get prepared for this wee family event this evening. And then probably have a long lie in the morning. You may say, well, you're having another long lie. You've had long lies through the week. Well, because we didn't have a long lie last night. We didn't go to bed till 11:30 last night. And we were back up by 7 this morning. First alarm set in the holiday. So not really, not even a really great sleep last night. Just things, just sleeping in strange beds and things like that. Anyway, so we've got back to our own big comfy bed tonight. So probably have a long lie in the morning and then catch up with life, as they say. Now we're back home. And now we're back home, you can hear the dreaded roar. The dreaded cacophony of exhausts and diesel engines and ugh, that prevails here. Sounded bad, that didn't it? But it does actually. Gets on my wick now. There you go. The end of a holiday, end of a wee vacation. Start of the year, our first of quite a few. I'm looking forward to the next one. Counting the days, 14, 13, 12. Yeah, and believe me, I will be. Thanks for listening. Thanks for, if you have at all, followed my travelogue. It's not been a great travelogue. I didn't record all that I wanted to, but yeah, can't go sticking a mic in my hand every time we go out. A divorce would be coming along. Bye for now.